All right, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Correct Me If I'm Wrong. I'm glad you just listened to our freaking intro song. Oh, I was out of breath. I did that in one breath.
That was good.
All right, guys. So today's topic, it's a lovely either Tuesday or Thursday, so I'm not too sure when this is posted. But today's topic of the day is at one time you were sitting either in a classroom or at home, or you were out and about on the playground, or heck, maybe you're 24 years old and you were out in the bar. But at one point, you your very first crush. So that is today's topic. We're going to talk about our first crush. And today we are going to start with Mesa Lou.
Oh man, I knew this was coming.
Nice.
Every time. So. Man. Okay. I do remember my first crush. My first crush was in, I would say fifth grade. Yeah. Fifth grade.
Young.
Yeah. I was in fifth grade. I had an absolute crush on this girl. Her name was Myra. We went to school together at, we're intermediate was the school, right? And I was absolutely head over heels for this girl, which I thought, obviously, because I'm in fifth grade and I don't know what love is, right?
That is true. She's the one.
She's the one. And it's so funny because this was the time before cell phones, obviously. Like, so you had to like call and like make sure they were at the phone at that point. And my mom hated her. My mom hated this girl. Could not stand this girl. So whenever she would call, I'd have to like be at the phone at a specific time to make sure I picked up and no one else picked up. So that was always super. I'm like, oh my God, here she's calling. Hello? And then she was actually, I don't know if you would call it my first kiss, but she did kiss me on my cheek when I was in fifth grade.
That's beautiful.
Yes. We were in, we were watching a movie in some kind of class and we were like writing notes back and forth. And she's like, hey, ask to go to the restroom. And I was like, can I go to the restroom? And 2 minutes later, she goes to the restroom. And there in the hallway, she gives me my first kiss on the cheek.
Oh, that's yes. The most beautiful story I've ever heard you say. And that, ladies and gentlemen, started the mini.
Oh, it did. It was a real problem.
So, Nay, why do you say that was young?
Fifth grade?
Yeah.
Because he's young. He's a baby.
Ooh.
Fifth graders are babies.
So how old were you whenever you had your first crush?
I was a seventh grader. At least I think it was seventh grade. I don't know. But I will not say names because you never know.
Friends. Uh-oh. Of was it Myra's going to be like, hello, Miss
Lou. I don't even know where this girl's at.
They could be listening, or friends of friends could be listening, and it gets back to this person because this person never knew I actually had a crush on them.
Now but, you have to say it.
No way. No way. No
I way. Dare you, chicken.
No way.
$5.
No way.
$20.
No way.
$50.
That's embarrassing because he never knew.
$1,000.
Me and my friend used to just talk about him all the time. You know, he would play football. And I don't know. We just always talked about him at the libraries. And we talked about him all the time. Like, we kind of, I guess, both had a crush on him. And yeah, I never went anywhere. Okay. I never went anywhere.
You never tried to talk to him?
At one point, I think in high school, he actually tried to talk to me, but at that point, I had a boyfriend, so it was too late. And that's how it went.
That's beautiful as well.
Wait, how can you say if it was too late? If, like, he didn't even know.
I know, right? You never confessed your true love.
Yeah, I think he tried to like ask about me. I just remember him trying to ask about me, but it was too late. I already had a boyfriend, so.
What's his name so I can tell him?
He's still out
he
there.
He missed out.
My story. So it was first grade. I actually got a story to tell you, then I'll get into my story. So it was like first or second grade, and I hung out with this guy named Albert, right? Name dropping here, but he was a really good friend of mine back in first grade or second grade. And we were at the playground, right? Let me finish the story before you guys are assuming.
I was like, you and Albert were close, huh?
Anyways, you know, he was a good friend of mine. And I remember being, like, at the top, like, because we had, like, the playground with all the slides or whatever. And we're, like, chilling. And, like, he's with this girl. Okay? So he's over there. And I'm, like, waiting for him. I'm like, come on, bro. Let's go, right? He's like, all right, be there 1 second, right? And I turned and I saw them kiss. And I remember being like, what's happening? Like, why are you good girls have goodies, right? I just remember, like, almost, like, mentally freaking out, like, in first grade. Like, what are you doing? We're just supposed to go play football. So, yeah, I remember that little story. Anyways, So mine was also in fifth grade, which is so funny.
That's crazy.
I saw a girl and I remember thinking, like, my God, this girl is like so like absolutely gorgeous, right? And yeah, nothing ever, I don't have a cool story other than that. I was just sitting there. But what's funny is like, I remember a lot of guys liking her. Like Devin, actually, I'm ruining his story already, but Devin actually had a really big crush on her as well. So we had like basically the exact same crush.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I remember in, in Big Spring, it went first to fourth. You were at a specific school.
Okay.
In fifth grade, they basically combined all the schools, and now you're into this one school. So the class I was in, I knew nobody. Right? It was people from, and they knew each other, but I didn't know anybody in this in my class. Huh. So everybody was new, and then I saw this girl, and I was like, oh my God, you're absolutely gorgeous. And I hear these guys kind of talking to her, like saying, like, are you going to ask her out this year? Yeah, I'm going to ask her out. And I was like, my God, this girl, like, she's like, everybody wants you. So yeah, that's my story.
That's funny.
You didn't take your shot?
I didn't take my shot, bro. You know, I was a young one.
Man, you needed me there, buddy. You needed me there to push you.
Yeah.
Buddy, are we talking about the same girl? Are you talking about when we had that conversation early in the podcast?
Well, early in the podcast.
Oh, I think sorry, we briefly talked about.
We talked about we liked that same. I liked the same girl as you, but I never told you.
Yeah, uh-huh, that same girl.
But yeah, that was my first one, too. Back when, I was 10. And it was crazy. She was my neighbor. She lived like a couple of houses down.
You missed out.
So what happened was...
And if she's listening, she obviously knows she was your neighbor. And now it's complete circled back to me because I said it was the same girl.
Yeah.
So our lives are ruined.
It's okay. But yeah, I was just walking down the street like, woohoo, perfect day. And I just saw her. I was like, oh my gosh. And they invited me over to play her and her cousin or whatever. And I was just like,
he missed his shot.
I was just like, starstruck? Uh-huh.
Starstruck is like a celebrity. But
no, you know what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, you were love at first sight.
I was very similar to Patrick. You know, I saw her at school. I talked to her and she was cool. We had a conversation. But I kind of did get a shot because what I did was senior year, I asked her, okay, hey, you want to go to homecoming with me?
Oh,
okay. I did, but she did tell me. She told me, "I'm sorry, I'm going with this other guy." But I mean, I guess we can all three go because I was in the football team. We were both on the football team, and she was just walking. She was running for homecoming queen, or whatever. And so she was on the field. So what she did was, you know, she got us. She got me and the other guy garters. Then she, we got her both mums.
Hmm.
So yeah, I got that.
Interesting. So do you think, this is circling back to another episode, do you think that your standards are because of that girl?
Oh my God, dude, this is a therapy lesson. That is an amazing connection. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Right. That's what I'm here for, bud. I'm a good friend.
I never thought about that.
But does that explain a lot?
That explains so much, actually. Even though she doesn't.
Does she fall into that?
She fits a lot of your role, except for like, her length. She's kind of a tall girl. Like, she's probably my height.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah, she's probably his
but other than that, she's like, what? Yeah. Because she was kind of like tomboyish because she would like a lot. I literally remember the first time I was I hung out with her, quote unquote, but like we were playing football, right? And I remember this specific moment, actually. This is the moment I fell in love, right? Anyways, we're like outside because we still got recess. Like it was like once Fridays or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And we're outside and we're picking teams to go play football. Now, I don't know any of these people again that are in my class other than the month that I've been in this class, right? And we're picking teams or whatever. And she looks at me and she's like, Patrick, you come be on my team. And I was like, yes, right? I was a little fifth grader or sixth grader. I don't remember. I actually think I might have been sixth grade, actually, now that I think about it. But yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I never thought of it like that, though.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. But yeah, it's kind of too late. She's getting married.
Oh.
She is getting married at
this
point.
She's engaged, yeah.
Wow. Is that upsetting for anybody?
For Devin.
Yeah.
Great White Buffalo.
Great White Buffalo.
I like it.
It's so crazy when you're young and that. Because what's funny is I remember, too, like this girl, again, like it was first or second grade, and I remember all the boys would like talk about her, right? She's like, oh, she's so pretty, and like she was, like, even looking back, like I think to myself, she was like the pretty quote unquote girl at that time. Mm-hmm. But I never would have considered her like a crush, because I guess like my mindset just wasn't there.
Yeah,
we were like in first or second grade, so my mindset was nowhere there. But I remember all the guys talking about her, or be like, oh, what do you think about her? What do you think about her? And I was like,
oh, so you're saying like as early as like first and second grade? Yes, it was like
first or second grade. I'm in this class, and I remember her specifically.
How he remembers that.
First crush. Yeah,
and I know for a fact, like, I don't even think she remembers me at all, so I'm a name drop. But her name was Brianna.
Okay.
And I remember everyone saying, oh my God, have you seen Brianna? Oh my God, right? And I remember thinking, like, yeah, like, she's pretty, but, like, she's a girl. I, like, my mindset, like, wasn't there, so, like, I wouldn't have named that as my first crush, because I don't remember. My first crush was, I remember seeing this other girl in sixth grade and be like, my God, like, right, so yeah, it's crazy how that works.
Yeah, it's kind of like she's perfect. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yes, knew yes. Nothing about yeah. Her than the 2 seconds yeah. I saw her.
I definitely remember my crush a little bit more, just because I feel like it wasn't so much that I was like absolutely like drawn by her looks or whatever. But like we would pass notes back and forth all day, like in class and stuff, and like we were boyfriend and girlfriend, even though like we weren't, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like you like held hands or whatever, and they'd be like, hey, like, oh shoot, like, no. My mom's gonna get so mad, like.
Don't do that to
yeah.
me.
Yeah, so that's why I think I remember like so many things with her so vividly, because there were a lot of my first things, like holding hands, like my first kiss on the cheek or whatever, yeah. Like that kind of stuff. So yeah, I think that's why I remember a lot of that stuff so well.
I remember what's funny, and it's kind of off topic kind of, but my parents would like, we weren't like allowed to date until we hit high school, I believe was what okay. It was, right? So I remember before then, like, girls obviously started like talk to me, right? And this is so, like, mean, rude to me, right? I remember this one specific girl, like, we were texting back and forth or Facebooking. I don't remember what it was. And, like, we would talk or whatever. And, like, she's like, I really like you. I want you to be my boyfriend. And I was like, yeah, right? Because it was fun to be on the internet and do it, right? And I remember going to school feeling, like, all weird. Like, I don't really want this. That's kitty. So then I literally remember telling her, like, hey... that wasn't me on Facebook yesterday. That was like my cousin. He like hacked my account.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes, I remember doing that. That's so mean. That is so mean of me. I get that. I was young. And my mommy said I could have a girlfriend.
That was mean, but kind of smart.
So yeah, that was kind of my play out of it. It's like I just blamed it on some imaginary creature.
Oh my gosh. That poor girl. Her little heart.
Yeah, I was the first guy to probably break up with her in like wow. Less than 24 hours. Yeah, it's so crazy how that works. Like when people date in high school, right? Because I remember we'd have fights all the time in high school. Yes. Like our high school was notorious for like fights. We had those fights once a week. And it's just so crazy because you look back and it's like, man, we're like 14 years old fighting for this girl that none of us talk to or see.
Anymore at all.
Yeah, at all. And it was so stupid. And it's crazy to think, like, if you could talk to that 14-year-old Patrick, and I'd be like, bro, who cares? Who cares?
Who cares?
He'd be like, nah, I'm going to love her forever.
I'm going to marry her when she has the kids. One.
She is it. There's no other girls outside of Big Spring. Yeah, so it's crazy how life does that to you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so much. And I think I've always been, like, in that mindset where, like, I've always... chase girls. It's just been for as long as I can remember, it's been like, that girl's beautiful. I was like, she's Devin.
Like, you're like, spoiler alert, but you're like the guy off of You, the TV show You. Oh, you haven't seen You on Netflix?
I really? I'm the one that was like, dude, you should have this show You. Nah, that seems lame. And then like a month later, it's like, have you seen You? I was like, I hate you. I can't stand you right now.
I forgot about that.
I can't stand you.
You're like him. You're like, ooh, new targets.
Except I'm not killing anybody.
Kill to get to her.
I definitely don't have that inner Dexter dialogue. Like, that's not a thing.
I do that a lot. I'm not gonna lie. Did you have like a girl like in high school or prior that had a crush on you, and then you just had to like turn them down? Or am I the only?
Oh yeah, no, that was a thing. Yeah, that was a real thing. I had one girl that followed me. From a party. Yeah, she followed me from a party. I was picking up my little brother from his friend's house. I was picking him up, and I noticed that as I was turning every single turn that this car was turning the same turn. I was like, what is happening? And then I parked to pick him up, and the car flies by, you know, super fast. And I was like, that's super weird. That car was following me the whole way. That following Monday in class, what that girl's friend was like, I can't believe you ran over that cat. And I was like,
oh my God,
what are you talking about? And I was like, I hit a cat that night. And I was like, were y'all following me? And she's like, what? Yeah, they were like full on following me. Yep, creepy. So I had to like just really, that girl scared me.
It's crazy too to think, because like, again, we're in high school and it's, you know, we're super young. And then I look at like high schoolers now, right? And like, hey, you're just a child, right?
Yeah.
But you know, at that time, so at this time, I was in a relationship most of my high school like life, basically. But I remember this other girl that was in high school. Like, I was madly into her, right? I remember thinking, like, she was awesome. She literally liked everything I liked. Like, she was, like, literally perfect, right? But, of course, I had a relationship. But I was very close to this girl. Like, we were actually really good friends.
Yeah.
And I remember throughout the relationship, she would, like, just text me stuff like, I wish me and you could be together, right?
Oh my gosh.
But she never, like, it wasn't, I look back now and I realize, like, she was just, like, a player. She just, like, played with my emotions for some weird reason. Because, like, she never, like, acted on anything. And why I say that is my senior year, we were supposed to go to prom, right? And she ended up, like, just saying, like, oh, no, I'm not going, whatever. So then I asked someone else to prom, right? So I started going. I was literally, like, we were buying stuff and everything to go to that prom. Then out of nowhere, she texts me again. And she's like, will you go to prom with me? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I want to go to prom with you. And I was like, I'm already, like, going with this. And I remember telling my mom this. I was like, hey, like, you know, there's this other girl that wants to go to prom with me. But I'm already going with her. But I kind of want to ditch her and go with this girl. My mom was like, don't you do that. You're not going to be that guy.
So she kept you on the hook.
Yes, that's 100% what she did. She
kept you on the hook.
Yeah.
Have you ever kept anybody else on the hook?
I don't know. That's a good question. I probably have.
Uh-huh.
To be 100% honest, I probably have.
Yeah, me too. That's a real thing. And I don't think you realize you're keeping him on the hook.
Yeah, you don't look at it like that.
You don't look at it like that. Yeah, you're just kind of like stringing him along, kind of. You think that you're doing the right thing by
not turning him down completely.
Exactly. Yeah. But then, like, there's those moments where, like, that person starts, like, kind of like the girl treated you, right? She noticed you start to wander off, and you're like, whoa, 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 where are you going?
Reel it back in a little bit. Yeah, no, it's 100%. I remember my relationship was going perfect, and it was like, okay, we're finally not, you know, there's no bumps in the road. And all of a sudden, here's this text. It's like, oh, it's you again. Let's go ahead and mess everything up. Why not?
We like, at prom's like, man, I could have been with her, but now I'm with you.
What's funny, though, what's funny about that is, so, like, I ended up telling her no because I'm already going with her, blah, 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 blah. And then it came out like a month. I don't remember who told me. Somebody told me, or maybe she told me. But she ended up like not going to prom. She ended up like having to go to Miami or something. I remember her going far away for some family thing.
So she would have bailed on you anyway.
Yes, and that's immediately what I thought. And that's my changing point when I thought, you've just been like playing with my emotions these past like 4 years. Like, like you weren't planning on going to prom with me at all, you liar. It's not funny, Nate.
Nate, have you ever kept anybody on the hook?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So how'd that go?
I mean, they're just on the hook. That's just how it goes. They're just patiently waiting for something.
For their chance, for their opportunity.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
It's kind of sad, yeah.
You're like, man, I'm messed up.
Yeah,
yeah, it's kind of sad. Happened to you, you're like, oh, yeah. It's sad, but I mean,
this is how it feels?
Yeah. It's kind of sad. But I mean,
I like how you were proud of it. It's like, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
Have you seen me? No, it's kind of sad. No, it's just kind of sad. Like, it's sad. Like, no, I don't do it purposely, but I don't do it purposely. Like, I don't reach out, but like, you know, I get reached out and just like, I'm not mean. So, I don't know.
So, back then, did you know that you were keeping them on the hook?
Like, were you aware of what you were doing?
Exactly.
And that it was wrong?
No. I mean, it's just that you don't, it's the part of being nice and you don't want to completely shut it out. It's so weird.
Yeah. And it's funny because as you get older, as I get older, you hear that? Did you get older?
It gave me chills. I didn't like it.
As I got older, you start to realize like that's a thing, right? So I remember I was talking to this one girl and this was after high school. I think I was in college already at this point. And I was talking to this girl, and we were starting to get close, and we were starting to get really good friends, and, like, I was really into her, and I felt like she was really into me, but she started showing those signs where I was like, okay, but at the same time, she was going out with, like, these dates with this other guy. I remember her being very hooked on this other guy, and they were basically on and off, and so I was like, wait a sec, like, hold up 1 second, right? And so basically, I was like, I'm just going to be upfront with her, right? So I told her, I was like, hey, listen, you know what? I like you and, you know, you like me. Like, let's, you know, date or whatever. Let's do that weird thing that people do. Let's become daters. Anyways, and I remember specifically sending me a text back. I did it all over text because that's all smooth I am. Text back, and she said, Patrick, you are not boyfriend material and you will never be boyfriend material.
Oh my God.
I literally remember her telling me that and be like, what? Like, I was like, God, so you just strung me along this whole entire time. And what's so crazy, like, so she told me that, and that obviously, like, ruined a lot, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to keep chasing it. I'm not going to wait.
Of course.
All right. And then, I guess, again, her and this dude were back and forth, and finally it was, like, done. And I remember her texting me a lot at this point, right? And she, like, apologized for what she said, and she was like, I miss you. I didn't realize, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, Nah.
He's like, I don't do second chances.
Yeah, I don't do second chances. But like, it's one of those things where it's like the reeling on a hook thing could really mess somebody up if that line breaks and there's no more room that back in, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, the thing that's crazy too is the fact that like, it's like an endless circle of hooks. Like,
yes,
you're on that chick's hook. She's on some other dude's hook.
Yep.
That dude's on some other chick's hook probably. And it's just like an endless... Yes. Endless loop
until
of
one person. Basically, one person finally decides to be honest, and they have to be honest, and that person has to be honest.
And then it
finally trickles down to you, and you're the last one, and you're cut off. You're like, what? Yeah. So
do you think girls put guys on the hook more than guys put girls on the hook? Because it seems like I haven't been. I don't think I really put anyone on the hook. I'll probably not. Patrick hasn't. I don't think he said you have.
I don't know. Like, I would probably say yes, but it would have to be like, you know, I was in high school, if not little. So it's not anything I could
purposely
give, you know.
He didn't purposely.
Yes, and yeah. I definitely didn't purposely do it. It would never. But like, now that you mention it, like, hey, this is what it would happen. I probably did.
It's probably
because
like
just
being
like with
nice.
That girl I talked about a while ago, where I was talking to her on Facebook.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, and we became boyfriend and girlfriend. I was like, I'm just kidding. I reeled you in a little bit too far.
You hopped in the boat.
Yeah,
I throw you back out.
So yeah, so in theory, I probably have.
Yeah, and I don't think it's so much that girls put guys on the hook more than the other. I don't think a lot of people do it on purpose, but that there are some people that absolutely do it on purpose. But I think majority of it is done completely innocently and just really kind of keeping their options open.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, you're really hurting people by giving people ideas that they're going to end up with you. So
I think especially when you're young, it's a lot more innocent, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you ever think about that. And then as you get older, it's more on purpose, because I think as adults, a lot of girls will just, like, we've talked about it, will just, like, ghost you, right? It's like, oh, man, this is coming a little too far. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not what I want, and you're ghosted, especially with social media, allows you to, you know, block message, right? So they cut that off pretty quick, which is blunt. So I think if you're doing it at you know, an older age, you're, like, 20-something and older, at this point, you're probably doing it purposely because you're wanting to do that. You're needing this plan B, plan C, plan D, and you're kind of reeling them. You're kind of just keeping them there. So I think as you're younger, when you're in high school, you don't think about it that way. You're just like, I want to be nice. Like, I'm not trying to break anybody's heart. I just want to be friends.
Being nice.
Yep.
Basically.
But I think it's half and half. Girls do it just as much as boys do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
girls are mean.
I know.
No.
Girls have cooties.
I don't know.
Girls do have cooties. Let's be real. My mom says, one out of every four women have cooties.
That might be a real stat. It might not be called cooties. But